You probably hear a bit of stuff in the background, but we're here. We are ready for the Moonlight Stroll in Oxford 2009. I've been practicing all week by sitting down a lot because all the people that said that I deliberately made sure there was absolutely no chance that I could be asked to do anything remotely approaching physical exercise by deliberately breaking my leg are lying. But I'm here with my lovely husband, who's dressed in a yellow condom at the moment because it is hammering down with rain. And my friends Rob and Jane, who look delighted to be here on a very wet Oxford evening. Jane, you're mad. You've come to help push me.
I have. Anything for you, my dear. In my Santa hat, in the rain. It's fab. Can't think of anything better to do on a Saturday night with you.
I tell you what, there's a hell of an atmosphere here, isn't there, Rob?
Loads of people having great fun.
He said with great enthusiasm. Come on, Andrew, you can just hear the sound while I'm sitting underneath an umbrella. I mean, I'm not the one that's going to have to walk 7 or 8 miles in the pouring rain.
I'm really sweaty. I'm absolutely fine.
You're up for the challenge?
I am.
Fantastic. Well, I can't wait to see Oxford, not so much by moonlight as by,
by drizzle.
Oxford by drizzle, but it should be fun. And the thought that we're raising an awful lot of money for Sable House Hospice. Actually, I can't wait to get all this money in for them.
There's 1,000 people coming up behind you fast.
Oops, right. Well, we've been shoved right to the front, all the people in the wheelchairs. So we're just waiting for everyone else to catch up. You can hear Selfie in the background, exhorting everyone to do their best for Sable House.
He's the green goddess of Jack FM.
Does anybody know exactly where we're going tonight?
That way.
The pub.
It's not a pub crawl. Although that's a nice...
You told me, push me around 8 pubs.
That's why we came.
That's an idea for next year, I think. The Sable Hospice pub crawl.
Oh, and we're off.
We're off. And we're heading down past St. Edward School, down the Woodstock Road, past Jack FM. Jane, hang on. It's a very lonely place out at the front of a 1,000 people when you can't see anyone behind you. There are people behind us, right?
Apparently.
Good. Andrew, keep the swearing down, please.
I think they're staying in the field and just letting us go.
Well, we're just coming down North Parade Avenue. Very nice. Lots of lights out. And let me tell you one thing for absolutely nothing. Oxford's pavements are not built for wheelchairs. Not exactly smooth. And then you've always got the bits of the drop bits of curb you need to cross the road. Don't always match up with drop bits of curbs on the other side of the road where you want to go. So we're about to run people over. Thank you. It is an absolute nightmare trying to push someone on a wheelchair in these conditions, I have to say. It is hammering with rain.
I need to go back because it's not very flat.
Yeah, this isn't flat at all, so we're just going to have to go up backwards over this supposedly bit of drop curb, which has got a nice lip on it, which is going to tip me straight out of the wheelchair, I think. Now going backwards. Oh, I can see all the walkers. Loads and loads and loads of them, which is nice because I've been wondering if there was actually anyone behind us. Actually, we were overtaken by the power walkers quite early on. And despite the fact, I don't know whether you can hear, it is still kind of hammering with rain. There are lots and lots of people actually singing, you know, Nice Weather for Ducks and Are We in the Thames Yet? That kind of thing. But the fact that there's so many people out here ready to come out on a filthy Saturday night to raise money for Sable House Hospice is just absolutely incredible. So to everyone that's pledged money via Jack FM through my Just Giving page, thank you so much. I'll tell you what, not me, but the guys who are pushing me are earning every single penny of the money you've donated. Thank you.